Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your Power Mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you and ask for you to build a big business. Now, listen, we're here coaching you every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/success with Nicola. Okay, family, so it is Financial Freedom Friday. It's Financial Freedom Friday, and every week, at the end of the week, we are doing a wrap-up, but more importantly, it should be, wow, okay, I'm making some progress, or got to make sure that there are some action steps that you're taking from the things that you learn. You know, each and every day may not speak to you specifically in a major way. It may motivate you to take another move, make another move, but very importantly, that you have to see, and this is by writing down, have to see you moving in progress. We're going to talk about on today that, you know, we serve a big and mighty God, so we're supposed to be doing things, and you cannot do or create anything massive being passive. Our scripture is coming out of the book of Psalms 147, verse 5, and I want you to write that down, because when I read scriptures and meditate on scriptures about God and realizing how big he is, there's no reason for us to think or do things small, because he made us in the likeness of his own image, family. And his son died so that he could actually live on the inside of us for those who believe. We got to go to the Lord, because sometimes, you know, people, because of not hanging out with God, we're not realizing the magnitude of what he's created us to do. And so we got to go to the Lord. And my prayer for you is that you say, you know what? I'm trying to hang out, trying to be part of the in crowd. I'm trying to do all these other things. I need to be in with God. I need to be down with the kingdom. Kingdom. And everything you're looking for, everything you desire, everything you want to experience is going to be added to you. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today, because today is a day you've made. There's no one that can claim that. There's so many other gods that can say and promise and give and guide, but no one can say that they created the day or created us but you. For that, you deserve the highest praise of hallelujah. We're thankful, oh Father God, for your son who died for us on Calvary so we can live abundantly. Even more important, your Holy Spirit, who is the only part of the Godhead here on earth, comfort us, leading us, guide us, direct us. My prayer today is those will open up their hearts and their minds so they can have the ears to hear. And they will begin to now see way beyond their circumstance and understand how big you are, that you designed us to do big and mighty things here on earth. We're thankful for those who are right now coming into agreement and alignment with that, who are willing to now no longer stand back passively, but go and do massive things for your kingdom. As we're going out to do these great exploits in your name, we'll be careful to acknowledge you in everything that we do. We're releasing the doubt and the fear. we're moving on into our next dimension. We honor you, we praise you, and we want to seal this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, family, so it's Financial Freedom Friday, so you definitely got to come into the queue. You definitely got to come into the queue. So his understanding is infinite. I want to read that one more time. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His infinite. If you go back in and you read the rest of Psalms 147, it's so powerful, so big how God is. But yet he has given us the power to dominate here on earth to where he won't even interfere with whatever we don't want him to. But he's given us the power to say and do big and massive things. I need you guys to hear me. We're going to talk today about something very simple. I don't know. Can you guys hear me okay? Because I'm getting a message saying that can't hear me. Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me okay? Just want to do a mic check. Can you hear me okay? If someone can message me and let me know you can hear me. But this is very, very important. Hopefully you people catch this on today. So it's going in and out. Okay, many people say they can hear me, and some people say it's going in and out. So let's see what's going on here. Let's see how we can fix this, because I don't want you to miss this. I don't want you to miss this, family. I don't want you to miss this. It's too important. Thank you so much. I got tons of the text messages. Hundreds of people are amazing. So if nothing massive is created being passive, and we got big dreams, asking God for big things, and he's saying, wait a minute, baby, I've already given it to you. I've already given it to you. I've given you everything I've got. I've given you my only begotten Son so that you can live an abundant life. I let him walk and leave the example of exactly what does it take to tap into me and get everything you need. But one thing you didn't hear, you would hear Jesus, he would go off into prayer, meditation with God, whatever, but you didn't hear him being lazy. You didn't hear him just sitting down, twiddling his thumbs, waiting on God to do whatever he was going to do. He was out there making it happen. He was out there meeting people. He was out there with the multitudes. He was teaching and guiding and training the disciples. He was sowing and depositing value into others and telling this is how this game of life go. And if you do this thing first, you seek the kingdom and all his righteousness. If you study and you study to show yourself approved, if you do what this world tells you to do, anything you're needing, I'm talking about happiness, peace, or problems. Everything. I gave it to you. There's one thing you got to do to get it. You got to work. You got to take action. Your work and your action has proven to me that's what you really want. I hear what your mouth say, but you got to remember that we are three in one, just like God. We're three in one, and we are the spirit, and we are our mind, our soul, intellect, and then we are our flesh. So sometimes when we move in our mouth, we're coming from a flesh place. We're not really coming from a real place. So only way I know you in it to win it is if what comes out of your mouth is what you do. When you start doing what comes out of your mouth, I want big things. So you can't move small. You can't keep thinking small. You can't keep doing small and thinking you're going to get big. Ladies and gentlemen, I didn't make up the rules. I just play by them. I don't know about you. It's a time in my life that things were just not working. And when I got the revelation that I created those things, I said, well, I just created something different. I was creating havoc in my life, a mess. I wasn't listening to my mom. My mom said, don't go that way. I went the wrong way. Okay, listen. So what I'm sharing with you is this. If God, the creator, created us in the likeness of his image, we're also creators. You're creating. You're creating. So now let's stop right there, because it's not enough that we write things down. It's not enough that we do these vision boards. It's not enough that we even visualize. You got to move. You don't have to know everything to move. You don't have to be perfect, but you just can't keep being passive if you want massive results. I am putting it to you as plain as I know possible at this level. Remember, we're talking about the big God, and we're talking about that his understanding is infinite. Now, he gives us our understanding according to our diligence in seeking him and seeking the understanding and asking him. You know, yesterday we talked about asking God to establish the work of your hand. Ask him for favor. What I'm sharing with you is that there are many people who are living in situations, tolerating certain things in their life that they really just don't have to. Like, one of the things that people tolerate, especially if we're in America, is not having more than enough. Now, I'm going to tell you that knowledge that something bigger is available has to be presented to the person. The desire to apply that knowledge. Not just applying the knowledge. Because the spirit or the energy that you put into whatever you do has make a huge difference as to what comes back to you. If you're doing it in a standpoint like, I'm doing this to see what's going to happen, the energy is not right. If you're saying, I've been doing it, I'm not seeing anything happen, your faith level is not right. If you're saying, I'm just doing it because somebody else is making it happen, God might be giving you a sprinkle, but he don't give you what he gave them. We have got to get clear on this Financial Free Friday. We've got to get clear on what is it that we want to do. I'm going to do a quick review, and I want us to open up the call. Because I want to review back. I want you to go back to Matthew 25 and 15. Because the question is, you've gotten this information this week. What are you going to do with it? Matthew 25 and 15 says that it was talking about the master who was going away on a journey. But before he left, he gave his servant something. And to one he gave 5 talents, To another, he gave 2 talents, and to another one. But to each, he gave them according to his own ability. And then he left, and he said, okay, you got this. Let's see what you're going to do with it. Now, have you ever wondered, why did he give that one 5, 2, and 1? He said he gave it to them their own ability. Look at this. Psalm 147:5 said that he has infinite understanding. So no matter what you say out your mouth, God knows everything about you. He knows the thoughts you didn't say. So you're looking for 5, but you're only ready for 1. Because of what you did with the one he gave you. What you did, what he's been giving you. This wows people sometimes, because I see some people who will say, they love people, even like me, the one who left college, was the one taking those kids into 2 different prisons. I might even sometimes, well read now, because don't get wrong now, they ain't student. But sometimes I may speak and I might be grammatically incorrect. You know, why he give her all that? Because what he gave to me, I went hard with it. And then not only did I go hard with it, I said, I'll tell everybody else what they need to do too. Now, for those who think that you're not good enough, for those who think you're not smart enough, for those who think you don't speak well enough, whatever you do have, God gave it to you. What are you doing with it? Go hard with what you do have and watch him give you more. Watch how better you become. I've been seeing in social media, they've been having, look at you in 2009 and 2019. And most of the people are definitely showing that their appearance grew. They're showing that they're outer. We know how to put on our own makeup now. We know how to dress a little bit better now. We got better hairstyles now. But how much better are we in our minds, in our progression? How much more understanding do we have over the last 10 years? Well, for me, I got a better understanding that until I did everything I did as unto the Lord, not for men. Because trust me, I have been hurt by men and women. But God has never hurt me. So I'm going to keep working for him. People said they love God have hurt me, but that ain't God. You got to hang out. If you want higher understanding, you got to hang out with who has the understanding. You want bigger things, you got to hang out with who's the biggest. God. You want more, you got to hang out with who got more to give you. God. You hang out with him more. You won't be timid. You won't give a clue what people think. You'll just start taking action. You ain't got to be perfect to make progress. Let's open up the call. Financial Freedom Friday this morning, 864 last 4, 6967. Good morning. We're going to go to 818. Let's get ready in the queue. 818-2811. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. Jaquita here in Tequila, Georgia. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Queen. How are you?
I am wonderful. I am up producing massive action.
That's what I'm talking about.
Amazing. Well, all the calls are amazing, but what I take from them, go back and read them, go back and meditate on them, and applying them, you know, because one thing, you know, I've been seeing that as well, the 10-year challenge and all that. And honestly, Nicola, due to these calls, Power Start Your Day is literally just that, power starting my day so I could be diligent in what I am doing through the Word of God. And you are that messenger to make sure that the work is applied, not being afraid to continue to master that crawl when my body feels like I'm ready to run. Like, Jaquita, master this crawl until you are ready to run. And consistently asking God, remove the distractions, remove the distractions. Distractions cause procrastination, going through the scroll hole with social media and things like that. And I promise you, as much as I've been laser focused, more than I've ever had since I've joined this company, I'll just have my due diligence and say, you know what? I can't right now. I'm not busy. Right, I'm not available at this moment, but I will be available at this time, making sure that I am applying everything to my cash calendar, my nap, my husband and wife time, you know, my children, dinner, like you say, making breakfast and dinner at the same time, holding myself accountable to get it done. So I thank you because I do have big dreams and they definitely deserve my massive action.
Ah, mercy. On you right now, you are so hitting it right on the nail. You know, when you talk about, by the way, I just want to say congratulations. Your growth over the time has been just so amazing. I mean, God will strip you down so that he can say, you know what, I'm ready to pour everything in on you. And I cannot wait to see you and your husband and your family take your spot at the top. I mean, there are certain people that my heart just pours out to, and I can't wait for you guys to really just experience what God has for you, what he's shown me that he has for you. I'm just so excited for your success. But I want you to know that the whole deal was saying, hey, scrolling down social media, getting distracted with other people's success, getting distracted instead is taking away from your massive action. Sometimes when you watch other people, it'll make you feel you're not doing enough. And then it start making you not doing enough. You start feeling I'm doing is wrong. Forgetting how many people just be faking. Forgetting how many people puff to build business. How many people throw smoke mirages to make people think they're doing bigger so that people will now attract to them. And then there are some. The ones who are doing super well and know the glory of God over their greatness and gifts, they're humble with it. They're afraid of God. They're afraid of provoking people into envy. They're afraid of that because they're like, listen, I know who gave this to me, and I know that he could take it away at any moment. It's a different style. To those who begin to really understand the source. I'm encouraging you guys. Do this one thing. And I'm going to do a video on this later on. You know, people are so funny that Jaquita talks about applying the knowledge. And that's even, you know, what the end of Pink is. You know, I'm watching Pink Millionaire Club and it's about positioning you for impact now, because we ain't gonna be procrastinating now. With applied knowledge, what we train, women are gonna be accountable to take action. Now, I need you to hear me. The one thing you can do to start making success predictable for you is to fill up your calendar. When I'm looking right now, at first I talked earlier on in the month, by January 1 to 2, I was booked up all the way to August. Now my calendar is going things all the way into November. A lot of it is training and personal development. If I were you, any of these trainings you have available to get to, you want to be at those trainings. Your company events, you want to be at those events. Because as your leaders are getting sharper and wiser, what they drop on you is going to always be bigger. Now, all the way up to November 15th, I put something on my calendar all the way to November 15th. And we haven't even finished the first month of the year. What's on your calendar on a day-to-day basis determines how passive or massive you're telling God what you want to do. You fill up that. We gave you a cash calendar to say this is what it needs to be filled up with. So at the end of the year, you will have achieved massive results. Pros don't wing it. They take calculated risks with outcomes that have already been proven. They can turn up the outcomes and they increase the risk. They can increase the risk because they already know. I mean, I'm just turning the dial up on what I know already works. What do I mean by that? Those are the people that will know that, okay, if I do some personal development, then now I will raise up and I'll invest more into my personal development. I won't be the one hemming and hawing, wondering, should I go to trainings or am I going to go to this or that? You're going to be trying to get to both. You're going to want to do all you can with the resources that God's given you. You're going to want to wear resources out. The daily calls and events, and you're going to want to be immersed in success so you can be successful. Be immersed in success. If your days are immersion of nothingness or immersion of mediocrity, you can only ask God for what you're putting out. Because somewhere in the world, I was talking about the gentleman earlier in the week, and I was saying how I hit him up in social media, and I saw him trying to say, hey, you gotta tell what's going on, bro. And then he hit me up. He said, I'm back on the 20th, I'll let you know. Then he hit me up and said, look, I just signed a contract with China, Cambodia, and one other country. He was like, I cannot wait to tell you what's going on. He's like, I cannot wait. He's sending me pictures while he's signing contracts with Cambodia. Government. What I'm sharing with you is that I said I want to hang around who got everything so I can get everything he got for me. And then now he'll start putting you around and putting you in circles of people who say, I got it, and I'm gonna show you too. I got it, I'm gonna show you too. Nothing massive is created being passive. Turn it up. Go on 10 and watch what God do. I mean, at your Freedom Friday. Each Friday, you should feel a little bit more free, and you want to experience a little bit more freedom, but you can't experience the freedom without first putting in the work. I promise you, you have to work forever like your job. You will not have to work forever like your job. You will not have to work like your job. But you got to put in a solid foundation. Cannot build a skyscraper on sand. You got to put in the work. God bless you. Love you guys.